I was going to say, and if he doesn't, Mayor Buttigieg?
Well, then it really comes down to his supporters. And look, this is a tough time. I've been on the losing side of many elections, and especially in a polarized country like this. I know that there are a lot of folks who supported the current president who, you know, maybe everyone, almost everyone in your neighborhood and your church and your Facebook circle of friends feels the same way, to where it's very hard to believe or accept that he's not popular, in the same way that 4 years ago I had a lot of liberal friends who couldn't believe, literally couldn't believe, that Donald Trump had the support of more than a quarter of the country, let alone almost half, as he proved to do. But the simple reality is that President Trump has never had the support of a majority of the American people. And this is the reality of where America is and where the election results are. You know, in terms of the popular vote, it wasn't even close. In terms of the Electoral College vote, the results are clear. And the best thing we have going for us, no matter what this president says or does, whether in the last days of his presidency he rises to his responsibility or not, we know this much, which is there is a strong will among the American people, even those who voted the other way going into this election, to make sure that we come together, tackle COVID, make the economy fairer, ensure the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, expand health care. In other words, exactly the agenda that got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris elected.
Finally, Mayor, I got about a minute left. We're about to have the first woman in national office elected by all Americans, Vice President Kamala Harris, in a nation that breaks barriers, sometimes taking longer than I suspect some of us would like. How important is this?
It's extraordinary. And, you know, it sent a message to women, to girls across the country, and I think across the world, that you can do anything. And her historic role also is the first black woman in this role, the first woman of South Asian descent, and somebody who really carried that weight of history throughout the campaign and did so well. I can't wait to see what her leadership is going to be like as a partner in change with Joe Biden and as Vice President of the United States. It is easy to overlook with all of the noise that's going on and the excitement around this election. I hope we don't overlook just how extraordinary, how historic, and how affirming of progress in this country her historic victory is.
Mayor, thank you. Thanks for your time. You have been a good guest on this program during this long campaign, and maybe we'll see you in Washington starting in January. Thank you, sir.